This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're beginning a new Mikzaya today. Hilchos Berchas HaTorah. Hilchos Berchas HaTorah. We know the Gemara in Brachos says, how do we know what's the Makar for Berchas HaTorah? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Leilokeinu. The Marshal explains, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. When I say the name of Hashem, we know the Torah, we have a tradition, the Torah is Kulay Shemoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say the name of Hashem, Havu Goydel Leilokeinu, we have to ascribe greatness to Hashem. It's generally understood that Berchas HaTorah is Doiraisa. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah says it. Simen Mem Zayin Dinei Berchas HaTorah. Berchas HaTorah Tzarech Lizohar Ba Ma'od. Berchas HaTorah, one has to be very careful about it. I have a good story for you, but we'll see it soon. Berchas HaTorah, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin B'Shagis Aryeh Simen Chav Dalet, Demasik Sheberchas HaTorah Min HaTorah. Look in the 24th chapter of the Shagis Aryeh. There he concludes Berchas HaTorah is biblical. You're not sure. Did I make Berchas HaTorah yet? I don't know if I made it. You make it again. Now, umikamakam kivan shu safek, nevertheless, since it's a doubt, lo yivarech ela Berchas Asher Bachar Banu. You should only make the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. Shehu hama'ula shebrachos, that is the choicest of all the blessings, kedisa begemara. Now it's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if it's a day that there's Kriyas HaTorah, try to get an aliyah, and this way you'll be yotzei that way. You know, once you're doing that, so you say, well, what do you mean get an aliyah? So just have in mind an ahavarabba. You know, why would he say get an aliyah? Have in mind an ahavarabba. Let's see a little bit further in the Mishnah Berurah. Va'ayin b'shari tshuva shehevi b'shem k'tzas achroinim d'soivrin d'misafik lo yachse v'yivarech. Look in the shari tshuva, he brings in the name of some achroinim who hold that, out of doubt, you don't go back and make the bracha again. Uve'emes kashmai l'smech aleim. It's very hard to rely on those opinions. Achare d'harbe rishainim. There are many rishainim. Halayhema haramban. By the way, the Rav Moshe asked a very gishmak akasha. Why is it that by Berchas HaMazon, if you're Masupik, if you made Berchas HaMazon, not only do you make the first three brachas, which are Dairaisa, you even make HaTov HaMeitiv, which is Drabanon, so why don't we say the same thing by Berchas HaTorah? If you're Masupik, if you make Berchas HaTorah, not only should you say Asher Bachabanu, you should say La Asoik as well. So Rav Moshe says, Igros Moshe Rechaim Chelk Besim and Gimel, that legabe Berchas HaTorah, we're not worried for zilzul if you only make one bracha. Because there are two separate brachas. One is a Berchas HaShevach, and the other is a Berchas HaMitzvah. So we're not worried about zilzul. However, by Berchas HaMazon, where HaTorah Meitiv is similar to the first three brachas, if you're not going to make that bracha, we're choshish for zilzul, Rav Moshe says. I would have answered that once there's a takana to make Berchas HaMazon, that bracha is part of Berchas HaMazon. HaToyv HaMeitiv was nisgan as part of Berchas HaMazon. Ma'ashein kein la'asoik was not nisgan. It's a separate bracha. It's a little bit of a different nekuda. One is a Berchas HaShvach, one is a Berchas HaMitzvah. So I will make the bracha that I'm mechuyev to make. Once I'm making one, I should make the other. Why? One doesn't have anything to do with the other. Ma'ashein kein HaToyv HaMeitiv was nisgan as part of Berchas HaMazon. That's what I would have answered. Anyway, says the Mishnah Berurah, Be'emes kashem o'id lismay chaleyem, achrei d'harbi rishonim, halohim ha-ramban. The Ramban says in the Sefer HaMitzvahis that just like we're mechuyev to make Berchas HaMazon, we're mechuyev to thank Hashem for the Torah. V'hachinuch, v'harajba, perek shlosh sha'achlu soivrim, de Berchas HaTorah min ha-Torah. V'yadua sha'oinesh mi she'enu mevarech al ha-Torah, gadol ma'od. And we know that the punishment of someone who doesn't make Birchas HaTorah is very great. By the way, recently, we had a shir on during the 3 weeks. What's the Mishnah Berurah saying here? And by the way, we know the punishment is very great. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China, whether Birchas HaTorah is Dairaisa or Drabanan? We have a Shaila now. If you're Masupik, if you made Birchas HaTorah, should you make it again? Should you not make it again? So the Mishnah Berurah brought down Achrenim that say, no, Misupik, don't make it again. But he says, you know, it's very hard to rely on those Shitas because many Rishonim hold it's Dairaisa. V'yadua, that the punishment of Birchas HaTorah, if not making Birchas HaTorah, is very great. Yeah? So what? What's that got to do with the subject at hand? I believe that the Mishnah Berurah is invoking a line in the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh brings a raya, Birchas HaTorah is Dairaisa. The proof is, it's not Shayach, Hashem would destroy the Beis HaMikdash for an Avera Durabanan. So the Mishnah Berurah is bringing as ammunition to the side that Birchas HaTorah is Dairaisa, that it's got to be Dairaisa, because why would the punishment be so great? Ach, im nizkar zeh la'achar ha'tfilah, if you remembered after davening, shekvar birech birchas ahava rabba, then efshir diyesh l'hakel bazeh. It could be, you could be mekel. Afilu umloy lamad tekef la'achar ha'tfilah, even if you didn't learn immediately after davening, as we're going to see, if you want to be yoytze birchas ha'toyra with ahava rabba, you'd have to learn right after davening. Now it's so interesting that we saw the Aruch HaShulchan says that if there's a day there's Kriyas HaTorah, try to get an Aliyah. Why don't you have a simple Eitzah that if you're not sure if you said Birchas HaTorah, just rely on Avar Rabba L'Chadchila? That's what he says now. V'im yachal levakesh me'acher. If you could ask from someone else, she'yotziyen b'Birchas HaTorah. Oy she'yechavin l'Chadchila b'Birchas Avar Rabba Lifter, or have Kavan L'Chadchila to be yoytzi with Abba Rabba, but then veloma take of lachat tefila matoiv. That's better. What if you want someone else? So you say, "Nah, I don't want to rely on Abba Rabba." You know why? Because we just learned a few days ago, you're not supposed to say psukim even derech tachnunim before Birchas HaTorah. So if I'm going to rely on Abba Rabba, I'm violating that chumrah. So I have a great idea. I'll go to an earlier minyan and have someone else who's saying Ahava Rabba be moitzi me in Birchas HaTorah. Reb Chaim Knievsky says you can't be yoitze Birchas HaTorah with someone else's Ahava Rabba. Eino yoitze. You're not. You cannot be yoitze. I don't know why. Why not? Lama loy. You explain to him, look, I want you to be moitzi me in Birchas HaTorah.
Maybe because he's not doing it for...
Ah, very good. Meaning, because he already said Birchas HaTorah. So he can't be Moitzimi in something he's not Chayiv in. He's not Chayiv in Birchas HaTorah. What do you mean? So what? I'm Chayiv, Arvos.
But he's not saying the Bracha with that Kavanah.
I tell him, I write on a piece of paper. L'chvoid malas kvoid tarascha harama. Afa pisha ata kvar birach Birchas HaTorah. Ana... Why can't you do that? What if like this? Somebody didn't make Birchas HaTorah and he hears the brachos from the oila and he's mechavein to be yoytze. Rabbi Yashiv says you're yoytze. And you don't even have to tell him that he should be mechavein to be you. Eini zachisi lahavin zeh bechlal. The bracha on the Torah is a takana. It's takanas chachamim. He doesn't have in mind to be yoytze them. What?
Same words exactly. Why not?
But his kavana is rak to be mekayim takanas chachamim. He has no kavana at all to mekayim Birchas HaTorah. How could he yoytze me?
He's making a bracha on the Torah.
Yeah, but he has to be mechavin to be yoytze me in the Dairaisa.
No, for sure. He has to have him yoytze you on something.
No, Rabbi Yashu, you don't have to tell him anything. I don't know. I don't understand that. Okay. Matoy, but prat lufi mashamot, sasi achakach, b'sefer maimar Mordechai, shehevi b'shem halavush, v'alasamad gamkein duhumid rabbanon. Especially, I found many shitos that also concur with Shari Tshuva that Berachos HaTorah is only drabban. Bevadai tzorch lizor chachila lasos gain. Uve Berachos HaTorah betzibor lekulei alma drabana. Berachos HaTorah on the Torah is drabban according to everyone. Mishum kvoid atzibor. Sharei kvar birach b'shachris. You already made Berachos HaTorah in the morning. Okay, one more. Birchas HaTorah tzorch lizoher ba'ma'id. You have to be very careful on that. By the way, what does the Mechaber mean? You should be very careful. To do what? To say it? What should you be very careful about? The Mishnah Berurah explains. Shaloi lilmoid ad sheyivarech. You should be very careful not to learn until you make a bracha. V'yivarech oisa b'simcha gedoyla. You should make it with great joy. D'matzinu sh'amr chazal. Al ma'av da ha'aretz. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? V'yoyimer Hashem ala azvama t'ayrasi. V'ram chazal sh'davar zen nishal l'nevi'im. Al ma'av da ha'aretz. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Sh'Yisrael ha'yo oiskim ha'toyra. U'matzinu sh'koz man sh'yo oiskim ha'toyra. We find so long as they're engaged in learning, v'yiter ha'kadosh baruch hu avaneseyim. They didn't know why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'boichein levavois. God, who probes the hearts, yada he knew. Ki afa pisha oiskim atayra, loy hayu oiskim l'shem limad atayra, ela k'may shalom dim shar chachmais. That those who were learning were not learning like they were engaged in Torah, but like they were learning other disciplines. V'lachein loy berchu berchas atayra. Therefore, they did not make Berachos HaTorah. Shaloi hoisa HaTorah chashuva be'ineihem. The Torah was not important in their eyes. V'lachin loi hegina, therefore the Torah did not protect them. By the way, the Levush understands that when it says loi berachu b'Torah, it means that they didn't realize Berachos HaTorah has a din of Berachos HaNehenen. V'lachin sarach lizar ma'oid. You have to be very careful. V'litein hoida. And to give gratitude, Al Shabachar Banu, that He chose us, V'nasa Lanu Klei Chemdas, and He gave us His vessel of desire. Gam Amru Chazal, She'eno Yizoy Chachas, V'shom Li Yosloi Ben Talmud Chacham, Avrozeh She'eno Nizam Berachos HaTorah. That one does not merit to have a son who's a Talmud Chacham. One is not careful in Berachos HaTorah. So I want to tell you a good story. There is a Gevaldige Kasha, the Magen Gebarim. The Magen Gebarim wants to know, what do you mean they didn't make Berachos HaTorah? But they said, I have a rabbah. We just said that if you say I have a rabbah, you could be Mechavin to be Yoytze Berachos HaTorah. So what they didn't say Berachos HaTorah? But they said, I have a rabbah. This is the kasha of the Magen Gebarim. Okay. Now, I said over this question of the Magen Gebarim, Erev Shabbos Parshas Chazoin. Fine. A few days earlier, I was in Ukraine. And I went, was looking for the kever of the Taz, the Sma, the Shas HaTshuvah, the Shor LeMeshiv, the Yeshuas Yaakov. Right before we got to the airport, we found it. It was there was a plaque behind the hospital. The last name on the plaque was Reb Mordechai Zev Atinga. I said, "Well, Reb Mordechai Zev Atinga. I didn't know anything about him. Who is he? What is he?" Went to his kever. Come back the next shir. I'm looking for a shir. I said over the Magen Gebarim's kasha. Then after the shir, Magen Gebarim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Gebarim like on every page. Who's the Magen Gebarim? Sure enough, Reb Mordechai Ze'ev Atinga. We had just been at his kever, literally right before, and then the next shir was the kasha of Reb Mordechai Ze'ev Atinga. So that's his kasha on this chazal quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. What do you mean, Shaloi? They didn't say Berachos HaTorah, but they said Avar Rabbah, and the answer is as follows. That there's something missing in Avar Rabbah that we have in Berachos HaTorah proper, namely, v'niya anachnu v'tzatzo'inu. And therefore, Chazal say that if somebody is not zoyin Berachos HaTorah, it affects the Torah of one's descendants. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow in Sif Beis. Thanks everyone for joining. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.